You know, I have a bone to pick with these new LGBTQ people, the new generations. And my bone is, you can't have a glory hole in your grandfather's garage. This is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Okay, here we go. We all remember, those of us who indulge, we all remember about Craigslist. And I used to see this a lot on the Craigslist ads, the personal ads. people who have glory holes in their garages. They have pictures of their garage with a wall, with a hole in it. And of course, you know the hole, you put somebody's dick in there, and somebody supposed to blow it or suck it, whatever you want to say. They have them in their garage, or they have them in their apartment, or they have a room set up with a glory hole. And I'm like, that's not what all the glory holes were about. Back in the day, glory holes was mainly, well, I'm going to say, I mean, they were like in the bathrooms, in the tea rooms. That's the name of this podcast. Tea rooms and glory holes. What was a tea room? The tea rooms were bathrooms, mainly in the subways. They call them tea rooms. Well, you tea bag. You go to the subways, New York City Transit subways. You go into the bathroom. You may walk in, you have the urinals on one side, and you have the stalls on the other, you know, the stalls, the bathroom stalls on the other side. And you might decide, instead of going to the urinal, you might want to have a little privacy, so you go into the stall, you close the door. And all of a sudden, there, if you sit down, especially if you want to have to take a crap, and you sit there, you notice on one side of the wall, there's a hole. You're like, what the hell is that doing there? There's a hole. That's the first time I've seen that when I went to on the New York City subway. I had to go to the bathroom bed. I hate going to anybody else's bathroom but my own. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. New York subway, stall, lock the door, sit on the toilet, you know, you're getting ready to do your thing, and there's a hole. You know, you look at the toilet paper rack was on this side, the hole was on that side. I was like, wow, a hole. And if you're not careful, a big dick would be stuck through that hole. And I guess, you know, you put two and two together. I guess if somebody's going to put their dick through the hole, you're going to suck it, right? Or slap the shit out of it, but you're going to do something with it. Well, that's a glory hole. I told a friend of mine back then. I didn't know anything what was going on. He said, oh, you're such a sissy. That's a glory hole. And the reason for a glory hole, I don't know what reasons those people had for a glory hole, but my understanding, if you want what they call anonymous sex, what's more anonymous than to put your dick through a hole and have somebody that you know nothing about blow it or suck it? And sometimes what they do, from what I was told, I've never done it, what I was told, don't laugh, a guy might stand outside the toilets or the tea room or the bathrooms, whatever you want to call them, restroom. And if he sees somebody he like and they see they like, and one goes in, and of course, I guess the bottom will go into the stall and lock the door, and the top will go into the next stall and stick his dick through it, and he sucked the guy off and the guy gone home. I wasn't really into that because that wasn't my thing. I'm more romantic. I want to be, you know, I want somebody to take me to dinner and romance me before I do anything sexual back then. Anyway, that's what a glory hole is. Now, I get upset when I see people, especially on Craigslist, advertising they got a glory hole in their garage. Well, what's the point in having a glory hole in your garage? If you see the person coming out, getting out of their car, going, walking up to your garage, it's not the same. It's really not the same. I know a lot of people might say, well, it is the same because the person has a garage. No, I've read one of these things on Craigslist. The guy's in his garage. He's in his garage. It's dark. Well, I guess the light on the glory hole. And he's going to be in the glory hole. So all you have to do is drive up, walk in, take your dick out, stick it in a hole. He'll suck it, and you go on about your way. Now, you could say to me, well, that's the same thing. But I don't think so. Now, that's just me. I don't think so. I don't think that's the same thing. It's anonymous. Yeah, I guess it's anonymous. Providing that you don't sneak out and get his driver's license. Yeah, it's anonymous. But what they did back in the 70s was really anonymous. You don't know what, we don't know what, whose dick you're sucking on or who's sucking your dick like that. I mean, if you advertise in Craigslist, you can always go back to that address. And I guess you go back to the address and blackmail the person if you want. But you know, it's hard to blackmail somebody if you're just getting off the train to take a leak and you see somebody's going in, you put your dick in a hole, get sucked off and going home. I don't think you can blackmail that person, either person. This thing about advertising, about glory hole, I mean, to me, that's kind of dangerous. It's not the same thing like the 70s. That's me. I know people can rationalize anything. Glory holes. I mean, I've seen it in Craigslist, advertising glory holes. And the other thing about the tea rooms, I'm not sure if I mentioned this in my other podcast about a tea room. One of the reasons why, I mean, the main reason why they shut down the bathrooms in the 70s on the subway because they ran out of money. New York was bankrupt. But they claimed they shut their bathrooms down because too many gay men was going into bathrooms and having sex. That's what they said. And they used to have a sting. I witnessed one of those stings. I might have mentioned this in another podcast, but the sting was at the Yankee Stadium stop, 161st Street. And what was that, 161st Street and the Grand Concourse, where the Yankee Stadium was. They did a sting in that bathroom on the D-line. I witnessed it. I mean, I had to go to the bathroom. I didn't want to go on a train because I was living in Brooklyn. I was in the Bronx going to Brooklyn, and that's a long ride, and you got to take a leak. So I ran into the bathroom, and there were two guys standing at the stalls. One was a black guy. Gorgeous. And he was just had this long black dick just hanging there. The other guy was a white guy, as you know how it is, guys. Was a white guy. He had his dick out because he had a nice one too. They both did. But I was getting upset. There was no store. They didn't have any stores at this stop. I think they just had urinals. And I think they took the stores out because of the fact, probably because guys were having sex in those stores, so they took the stores out. You only had two urinals. And this is the Yankee Stadium star. And I'm like, where? And I'm waiting them. Well, pee already, guys. Pee already. Instead of the peeing, the black guy start playing with himself. And I'm like, come on. I got to pee. I didn't want to pee on the train station because I did that once and I got arrested for peeing on the train station. So I had to pee in the urinal. And these guys are playing around. So finally, the white guy grabbed a big black dick and started playing with it. Soon as he put his hands on the dick, the black guy took out his badge and arrested the guy. Well, he got arrested. It was a sting. I heard about those stings. So I witnessed one. So you know what I did? I just went down the platform and peed at the end of the platform. I mean, I ain't got time for this bullshit. So that was the tea room. And you took risks having sex in the tea room. There's no risk having sex in somebody's garage. I mean, somebody might say, well, don't be stupid, Eric. It's more safer now to have glory holes in garages and in your house. Yeah, but you're taking away the spontaneity and the anonymity of the whole thing. That's what I'm bitching about. It's not the same. When you had glory holes and tea rooms in the 70s, it's way different in advertising in Craigslist or advertising on the apps or wherever you are, trying to get people to come to your house to do that. That's not the same thing. I think it's even more risky because now they know where you live. They could either come back and rob you or whatever because they know where you live now. Back then, you didn't know where anybody lived. It was totally anonymous, totally spontaneous. You know, you're on your way to work. Oh, maybe I'll take a leak today and get my dick sucked. So you go to the bathroom in the train station. This is Eric, and thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside.